I regard it as distortion. Anything in the output that was not a replica of the input, irregardless of whether it was due to nonlinearity, variation in vacuum tube gains, or anything else. That's a broad interpretation that I placed upon the thing. And you can only do that, contrary to a statement in the book by Terman, Dr. Terman. You can only do that by using two biconjugate circuits. And I think I'll have to add some words here. A Wheatstone bridge is a biconjugate circuit. And that means that if the arms are balanced, you apply a battery and you get no current in the galvanometer circuit. That is a biconjugate circuit. Now, Dr. Campbell, and I have a large book by him, he's the first professional mathematician ever to be hired by the Bell system. Well, in this book, and if I went into my other library, and he listed all of the biconjugate circuit that is used most widely in telephony. At the time I speak of, they get them in other ways with integrated circuits today. Was with a transformer. And the Bell system at the time could make better transformers than anybody else in any other country, anywhere in the world. Well, he listed the maximum number of biconjugate circuits of the transformer type that didn't have unnecessary element. And the simplest one of all was the one that I used. And I used them always.
Well, do I
to separate the mu and the beta circuits.
Do I understand you correctly that you got the idea to use them from his listing? I mean, or you knew this before?
I knew it before I ever saw this book. Because the first thing dealing with voice frequency circuit, my house telephone, because I have two systems now because I have this burglar and fire protection, but the ordinary telephone like that one out there, it just uses a single pair of wire. It does have a biconjugate circuit to separate the transmitter from the receiver. And it's slightly unbalanced, so you'll hear a little head. But the moment you get your central office and begin to go somewhere else, transformers, or hybrid coils, as they are known to a telephone or a communication engineer, are used to change from two wire to four wire. They have the property of doing that. And then, as you go longer distances, unless you're mixing up and getting into multiplexing in many channels, why, that's where the hybrid comes from, and I learned about that before I had been around hardly a couple of weeks after I got outside the training court. And at that time, any telephone, any engineer worth his salt would try to do something with a hybrid coil. It was impossible. And I remember trying one of those things, and Dr. Harry Nyquist explained to me the error of my ways.